It's time for Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme. We say good evening to the host, Sluggy Dan. Good evening, Sluggy.
Manners, 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 and respect. Was the action, Ollie?
Apparently a lot, my brother. The studio is burst.
Yeah. The studio looks lovely. Lots of you. Your phone lines getting crazy. Everyone requesting the love Dr. Ollie. 434-1790. 434-1790. Your boy Ollie on the inside. Now today we can start the action. We have Mr. O'Neill from Blackman and Gollop. That's the correct name.
That's correct.
Right, and Mrs. Horford Sam or Miss?
Miss.
We should have with a smile from Shirley Sizom Primary School, formerly Vauxhall. You getting accustomed to the name yet?
Not yet, but soon. So.
You still calling it Vauxhall Primary?
Yes, please.
Well, so how first? Let me talk about the ceremony first. How was that? How was the whole renaming? Because you know it's something fairly significant.
Well, it was amazing. We had the Prime Minister and a lot of other important people passing through. It was an honor to be part of history, to be honest. And Shirley Chisholm did a lot, and she's a positive female role model for children and everybody to look up to. So it was an honor.
Yes, and do the children know the significance of her when I had to go through that?
Yes, we went through, because it was like two, three years in the making. So The children would have had information on her, and we were blessed with some books and about her journey. And
so if I ask Lil E who she is, he will know, Diana?
I hope so.
Well, so were your eyes not open? you know the lady that is the school's name after?
That's wish.
Who was your name?
Shirley Anita Chisholm.
She's our man with the middle name. You know what the significance for her? What she did that was so great. Can you hear my answer? Get on. Their mic's not working?
She was the first black person to run for president in America.
That we're talking about children teaching me something this morning. So let me, you had a lot of work, Miss Wolfer Sam.
Yes, busy teachers are doing well.
Hold on. Will you check the mic, please? Check the mic, the turning. Good. Right. Come close to the mic, King here. Good. Right. Say it again. Speaking to the mic and tell them who Shirley was.
She was the first black person to run for president in America.
Right. Good job. So, Miss Hoover Simon, are you still do same?
Of course, Shirley Chisholm Primary School is the school.
So you had a fairly hectic week. You had the competition to deal with, then you had the renaming. You were obviously had to make sure to get the things ready, garden ready and stuff. How you balance that work? Oh, the hot sun. And still planted behind. No. You don't teach for that. You don't teach for like 3 months.
Of course I did. So but gardening is something that you can't ignore. So, of course, it was tough, but we had the support of all the staff. So it was a challenging but easy journey at the same time. So I'm thankful.
You gotta make sure your ministry take care of you, boy. So on the night of the competition, were there any surprises for you? Like, because you know the children inside out. Any of the children on the night surprise you?
All of them surprised me. Well, we only had three children who had experience on the stage. Well, four experience on the stage, but three of them who would have graced the big stage before in Junior Marnet last year. So I expected them to do well, to be honest. But all of the other children, they did extremely well. They went out, they performed, they smiled, they had a ball. And that's all we could ask for.
Yeah, what about the turnout?
Oh, the turnout was amazing. And I always share this with all my friends. When I was inside doing something, and someone came and said, Miss Holford Sam, we need more chairs. And I was like, more chairs? I know, like, over 250 chairs were out there. But when I peeked outside now and I saw the turnout, I was amazed. I was so happy. So I got to say thank you to you guys, all the media, everybody who rallied around us.
Yeah, thanks to Barbados.
Thank you, Barbados, for sure.
We don't deserve any credit. Okay. Gave all the credit to you and great job to your children. If your children wasn't doing such a good job and they didn't come on here and represent themselves extremely well, you know, speak well, sign well, and if they wasn't so enticing, the people wouldn't have came out. So we go salute the children for a good job. And they saw the good numbers. So next year, we're looking to double that.
Of course, for sure.
Look good. No, Mr. O'Neill.
Hey, what's up?
Yes, congratulations to you on a good job with your school as well. I saw the pictures and the videos all over your top four places. Can you tell us who were there and what songs they sang?
Okay, we have Joshua King,
mm-hmm.
King Boy. He won.
Nice.
And then we have Janaya Phillips. Her stage name is Naya J.
Mm-hmm.
She did a fantastic job also. And we also had Haley Weiss. Stage name, Hail Storm, sorry.
Haley Weiss?
Yeah.
They said we're in here?
Yeah.
That's a top name, boy.
And a top student also.
Yeah. They're the three?
Yeah.
Well, and the songs, who helped with the songs?
Well,
in terms of the composition, writing, and arranging,
the principal, Miss Patrona Holder,
mm-hmm.
she wrote the majority of the songs. We also have Stephanie Chase, who also helped co-write and rearrange the song. Also, we also had Sarge. Can't forget Sarge.
Yeah, that's my boy,
Sarge.
The principal, though.
Yeah,
who wrote the winning song?
Sorry,
who wrote the winning song?
The principal.
Oh, and she ain't been guessed because your principal wrote your song was actually good.
Yeah. Well, let me rephrase that.
Uh-huh.
The student performed the song very well.
Uh-huh.
We also had Mr. Lori Rural.
Mm-hmm.
He big also helped.
Lori.
Yeah, definitely for a fact.
When I had one of them, all the big guns, man. Pull the mic closer to your mouth, please.
No.
Man, what's the principal name again?
Miss Patrona Holder.
Miss Patrona Holder. If you locked on, no, calling 4341-7901 to hear about this mighty pain. 4341-7901. If she's not locked on, somebody saying she a million messages. Tell she's slugging one, she is sad. No, your role, as I heard, because when I was asking about the school and inquiring, and they heard your name, they hear you do everything.
No, we have a committee.
Well, good. Let me hear.
We have, the committee is a good set of teachers. Not only teachers, we also have some parents involved also.
Oh, the parents.
Yeah.
The seeing parents involved doing scientists is gonna be a blessing as a teacher.
Yes.
You don't want to be trying to do anything for the children, and it feel like it's a fight. It feel like it's a tug of war between the parents.
And not only that, we can't only forget about the other members of staff. If it wasn't for them, we would not be where we are today. Because they really definitely came out and they actually put two and two together, and we really push. For the show.
Nice. For you personally, and this same question could go to Miss Hoare for Sam. For a show like this and a competition like this, what are you trying to achieve personally? I mean, what is school trying to achieve? I mean, you as a man, as a creative, as a teacher, what hope to achieve at the end of this competition? And the same question to Miss Hoare for Sam, because I see things like this so important, but mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Because I remember being a child, I'm glad for something like this.
Well, what I'm looking at is actually want the children to be more vocal. Definitely more vocal. It helps with their creative side and their speech, their diction. They become more musical inclined. And it also pushed them to be not only to be just a winner here, I want them to be a winner outside and reading.
Do you hear you mention you want to be more vocal? I like that. Touch on that. Why to you is important that these children be more vocal, especially in a world where we train not to? It seems like we don't want children to be vocal. Why is it important to be more vocal?
There's a vocal way, a good way, and a bad way.
Mm.
Yeah, and for example, Sarge is a person who also taught children to speak loudly.
Mm.
Speak into the microphone. Don't be afraid to express yourself. And definitely for a fact, he has done that for a good period of time.
Nice. So this gone beyond just music.
Definitely.
Beyond what we just seen on the stage, children running around the stage, it gone beyond that. I love that. Miss Warford, Sam, for you, at the end of this, besides trying to get some rest, what will you want to achieve at the end of these competitions?
My main focus really is to help these children to become more confident, and I've seen that come out. I like to see when they walk along the corridors, the chest push up, they feel, you know, fussy, they get along better with their peers. They become more focused. So that is the impetus behind what I do, and to help them to become more, you know, be themselves at school. Because children play at home, they're vocal at home, but sometimes within the school environment, they get really quiet and they don't want to talk. Somebody, Ethan, they're shaking his head, yes. But we know that there's a lot inside, a lot of potential inside, a lot of creativity inside. And these children give input into the songs and how they want to perform it. Mm-hmm. So it does not only come from me or Miss Davis or the other teachers who deal with them. They get to put part of themselves into it, and then they feel achieved. So that is what I'm going for.
Nice. I love that. And I love when you say that they get along better with their peers. So this is something you observe just from this competition or from the competitions before?
From the competitions before. One thing, and another parent would have shared this with me, they realized that when one child was performing, and if they forgot a word, everybody would rally around them and cheer them on. So within a cell, they have that support system, and that's what we basically need in life. We need a proper support system, and if they can be that for each other, within the arena of the music, but outside of that too, that would be a good thing.
Who would have thought that doing something like this, you know, suddenly you see things in me, it seems so small on the surface, you know, just primary school children having a competition, and then you get to have a conversation with these teachers, and there's so many different components to it, and so many benefits from just a program like that. You know, that's such a blessing, because certain things that you can't teach in the classroom, you know what I mean, certain things you can't teach in the classroom, certain habits you can't cultivate just from being in classroom. And when they have educators speaking for the creative side, you know what I mean? Because it shows how much the creative side helps with your intellect. You understand, we got special guests on the telephone lines. You could bring in the maestro, Bajan legend. Good evening, Sarge.
Good evening.
How are you?
I saw so.
You so so. Is he work?
I am like the old barbarian. I was tempted to say I'll just simmer, but you can't simmer.
It's true. Listen, how long now were you involved with Black Man Angola?
It's about 8 to 10 years. May not be 10, but because of the COVID break, a definite 7.
Oh. Nice, and from your involvement, you see growth and change in the children because you have a personal relationship with the children.
Definitely, because I recall when a former senior teacher there, Jackie Seeley, invited me to come and assist. There was no turning back for me because I felt the bond straight away. And that intimacy has grown to the extent that while I was invited just before COVID to distribute the prizes at the graduation ceremony because of my association with those children from reception up, which included a former monarch summer sergeant.
Oh, nice.
So I was so pleased, you know, to know that my contribution was acknowledged. And it was an honor to be able to present Class 4 students with some of their prizes
nice.
At the graduation ceremony.
Nice. I love it. Sarge, for you, bro, personally, because you also worked with Junior Monarch for lots of years.
A number of years.
You don't want to mention how many years, because you were still very, very young. So, for you, bro, why do you think it's important that primary schools, especially, because you know you're biased for primary school, what do you think is important that primary schools do things like this?
I have discovered that there are a lot of primary school children with natural talent. Mm. And not necessarily only in singing.
Yeah.
There are instances where fellas years ago came to school and ever so often they were tapping on the desk. Then they started drumming.
Yeah.
Ruined the pencils with an art. And I have a personal experience with a youngster called Jamar Small, who is now a band leader on a cruise ship.
Yeah, it's true.
Because he displayed that talent in primary school. However, it was unfortunate that there was no scope in the primary school for drummers. So he's a living example, and I hope one day that we'll be able to get him to come back and talk of his experiences, especially at the primary school, where he was not seen as an academic, neither was he even seen as a drummer. He was named Terminator because it was felt that he was a troublemaker. But however, 2023, Jamal works on a cruise ship, and I was recently informed that he hires bandsmen now for different organizations. But back to the vocals. There are children who were not very good readers, but they like singing.
Mm-hmm.
And you give them a song, so naturally they have to read and learn the words in order to sing.
Yes.
One classic example is Rico Gaskin. Coco, remember him?
The Dummy Brother
Richmond. Former principal, Miss Antrobus, who is now deceased, God, as he stands, God rest her soul, said to me, "Mr. Sarge, you know that this little boy, Rico, could not read." And I felt so pleased to know that his achievement was of such that he had teacher had recognized it. And he went on to be one of the first junior monarchs that St. John's Premier produced. In concluding, in general, it has brought a lot of camaraderie among the children. Not only the participants, classmates, school population, and I'm summarizing now, over the years, you would realize that a lot of the products of junior monarch went into adult Calypso, and almost every year you had semi-finalists and finalists. Aziza as monarch, Kwan as monarch, Terry Williams now is as finalist, and the list goes on. So something is happening.
Yeah, I know. Boss got a phone or radio on near you. Sarah's saying feeding about a phone or radio on near you. That's looking on your background. Sarge, it's good, man. You could not only speak about the benefits, but bring examples, you know. And
yes.
And I know Jamar.
You have to bring examples.
And I know Jamar Small for sure. Like this morning, I had a session of a vocal class session with Jamar's daughter this morning at Saint Mary's school.
Mm-hmm.
Just show you how small the world is, and he's on the ship all known looking for and he looking for more musicians to put on more ships.
Yes.
And making real money.
That's reality, you know?
Yeah, so that example hit home for me only this morning, spending this morning with his daughter.
Thank you. I'm glad to know that.
And Kua now, like Kua just came back from England, do a little stint in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, had a little stint in Europe with a song he brought out for last Cropover season.
Oh, dear, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you, with Coco, all over the gram, all over the world, performing his song, doing the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, boy, so these is classic examples that you could use to show how art in some form or way really changed.
And they are living.
Yeah, living examples.
And I know that based on our discussion this evening, that you one day will be able to get these together so that Barbadians, when I say Barbadians, I mean generally across Caribbean, Barbadians across the world, will realize that what our grandparents used to call banjo, I don't sing the hand so I hear, is not, you see, See, Evolution?
Yeah, boy.
I say no more.
Yeah, that's a funny thing, boy. Remember getting beat for playing calypso and singing the house.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? I never live in a house of Christians. That thing used to got me, like, Bajans used to be so, Bajans brain used to be so warped, Sarge. That majority of people in the house wasn't a Christians,
you know. Right, and now that we understand the messages that come from the social commentary,
yeah,
we realize now that the children are leading the way.
Yes.
I don't want to go into that for discussion because that may cause a lot of controversy.
Listen, they are, and it can be controversy because Quan is still a youngster and he cut the tail. Yeah. You know what I mean? Straight out of the junior monarch, in the pick of the crop and cut the tail. All.
Yeah.
So if it's controversy, that's what Sluggy saying. Who vets BT? It's when the vets BT. That one. I love to see when the youth getting that shine. You know, and because it can really inspire other children. I got into things from seeing other children doing that.
Yes.
Many times.
Yes. That's motivation, yes.
Yeah, that we do a lot of things. I was home in Lehman and see men going to play hockey. I went and play hockey. And then next 4 months, now they play for Barbados. And
right.
then
All
8 months
right.
after that, I score a goal. I never envisioned that in my life.
So one of these days, then you got showcase your hockey skills.
Never again. It will, I all know stars. It will be just being in met sport and playing music.
You don't even
have to be there. Yeah. Nah, but it's always beautiful to hear you. This year, you're working with Junior Marner again.
Yes, I accepted the offer. I want to let the public know this offer is done. This is not monetary. I have said the invitation to come to work.
Listen, Noah, listen.
When I use your offer, right? Got computer vibe. I said, you boy, sorry to get money again. And about that money, my contribution, and Mr. O'Neill will tell you, I have a little shop here with my wife.
Yes.
I closed the shop and went down to Blackburn and got up.
Yes.
No transportation at home, but I get a lift.
Yes.
Somebody make sure I get back home
mm-hmm.
because of the love for me. And thank God for the strength and the energy that I could contribute to the development of, well, all-round development.
Listen, before you go, you got to speak to what you're doing. Because you're talking about free of cost. What you're doing, you can't put a price on. And I could tell Barbados this is not starting when Junior Mark come out. The work started from last month already. I had the privilege, you know, through good people like Sarge, and Stefan, and Kevin, to put me on the team as well, to work alongside the main, see what the main doing. In the whole overall production, all the everything from beginning, behind the scenes, everything, put me on the team. And what this man was doing is going to the schools, making sure they got creation teams, so make sure they got writers to guide them along, make sure they got arrangers to guide them along, make sure they got performance coach and voice training coaches to guide them along, make sure they know the registration process, make sure they're ready for audition and preliminaries. These were these men, Ollie, going into the schools, and doing all this work behind the scenes. So what Sarah's speaking about in just something you could gloss over callously. That is real work y'all are doing, Sarah.
Yes.
So I got to salute you on that. And thanks for allowing me to come along to learn.
You're welcome.
Yes. People,
as long as I'm alive, my Heavenly Father would give me all the rewards that I need, which are worth more and more tangible than anything that anybody would want to give on a stage.
Yes, no, you deserve it, man. You deserve it. You are a godsend, my brother. You are a godsend. You truly deserve it. I want to wish you all the best. I can see you next week.
Thanks.
Of course, we can do some more work. Where the shop is? I hear you speaking about your wife's shop. Where the shop is?
In Burton, at the house.
In Burton?
There's a community shop.
Good. So you got yourself food out. Only drinks.
Dry goods.
Well, so
we're around the bottle on Sunday mornings. You can come in and get off and come back from church.
I love that. People were over the butter. They come and get it from Sarge. Sarge, great job as usual. You's a legend in my eyes. You don't know how we feel about you, my brother.
Okay.
And I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you very much, and may God bless all of you.
Yes, please.
Well,
big up, Sarge. We had to take a moment on you to talk to Sarge. You hear Sarge speaking, mention your name, and thanks, Ollie. And he's speaking about what the work he do. Can you tell us a bit about what Sarge coming to the school and do and benefits you see from it? From watching it closely.
Well, thanks for calling again, Serge.
Yeah, for real.
And Sarge is an individual who always blows my mind.
Yeah.
Like, the things he does is on another level.
We both think him too.
Like, we had a child that she would not sing the song. She wouldn't sing the song. And this child came out on the same day and shot everyone. I'm not going to call the child's name, but...
The child here?
No.
Oh.
No. But the... He does... I don't know. It's magic. Like, Quan also assisted us also.
Mm-hmm. Well, big up Quan.
Quan is just like the younger version of Sarge.
Yeah, he know your stuff.
Yeah, he did. They know what they're doing, etc. But Sarge, definitely, he can pull you one side and speak to you one-on-one and tell you, well, you need to, you know, raise a pitch on this area and, mm-hmm. you know, bring it down a little and, you know, sing a little faster here. And he always watches his guitar.
Damn.
The famous Sarge guitar.
Yeah.
I mean, he starts to, you know, tune that guitar and he starts to play a little melody for this to get the right tune for the song.
Mm-hmm.
It's like magic. Yeah. I can't do that.
Yeah, but what like about Sarge is he able to do everything. So whether if he's composing a song, that's working it.
That's correct.
Sarge like extremely knowledgeable in that area. He could help you how to phrase it.
That's correct.
How to sing it. What word will fit there? That's one. That he's an expertise in. Then if it's only musical, where it's only arrangement, and then he can give you his expert opinion in that area as well. So finding somebody who could do everything at a high level, and then Sarge is like. Do it without digging anything. Like just call him, and if he's available, he did.
Yes, for a fact.
Yeah,
he has been doing it for a while, you know. I mean, a while since our former senior teacher, Mrs. Jacqueline Seeley,
mm-hmm.
she was the person who first introduced me to him.
To Sarge?
Yeah. I've mm-hmm. seen him more than once.
Yeah.
But after meeting Sarge, and then she handed over the Calypso competition to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot forget this. Lady Amore Motley was our patronage.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Wow. And, nice. You know, she has a bond with Sarge also.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
When she saw Sarge, okay, y'all in good hands alone. I'm not worried about that. But Sarge alone, definitely. Even our winner, King Boy,
mm-hmm.
Sarge was working with him. Sarge worked with every single student. He didn't have any favorites. He worked with every single student.
All.
Every That's single good. One. And he said straight, I don't like the way are you doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Change your tone.
Mm-hmm.
Raise your pitch. Let's go better. Do it again. Do mm-hmm. it again. And they're listening to him, you know. Like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to do it. But he knows who has talent. And when he sees talent, he's going to take advantage of that. And he's going to push you to your max and probably beyond.
Well, the that was just mentioned to you, the magic in doing what Sarge do, right? Is knowing what to capitalize on. So and that was Sarge got a good young ear for. So you know that this guy good at this thing, this particular stuff, this particular song. When they do this, he can spot in early and know to maximize on it. And you always got a winner. It's just the problem is that when Sarge work with all your children, all of them is at such a high level. Because we let it see where he's get every child brain to the same level, which would be difficult for a teacher that, you know, like, you know, or a judge. It'd be difficult, but it's a good problem to have.
One thing I actually took from him,
yeah.
is that when a child doesn't have a song, we have songs there. I actually took something from him that I actually am happy with.
Mm-hmm.
Like King Boy,
mm-hmm.
I give him his song,
mm-hmm.
and he won with it.
With King Boy here?
Yeah.
We'll bring King Boy. When I didn't hear the King Boy name. Who's King Boy? Which one is King Boy? You come close. Good. You good? Great. Morning.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good night. Everybody look at me now. Hey. I am old children. I forget. You know what I mean? Just some things happen when you all get the age. Now how you feeling? Feeling good?
Yes.
Good. So this competition, you know you had this competition win even before you sing, or you was nervous the night before you went to sing?
No.
Oh, you know you had it won?
No.
Oh, so what was your thoughts before you hit the stage, before you got to perform? What was the thoughts in your head at the moment?
That I'm gonna mess up.
What? That he was thinking? Oh, don't. That's natural. Everyone thinks of the mistakes. So, what was your song about?
About giving thanks to God through all the hard situations that you go through.
Well, nice. So, from the time you heard this song, you like take the same thing?
Yes.
What you like about the song?
That is about giving thanks.
Well, so which teachers help you with the song? Who wrote the song for you?
And Miss Holder.
Miss Holder wrote the song for you?
Yes, please. Well,
so Miss Holder, the teacher?
The principal.
Oh, nice. The principal wrote the winning song. How long did it take you to learn this song?
2 weeks.
2 weeks? That short space of time? Well, who was the arranger?
Anthony Sargent.
Well, they got Sarge from the outside. You probably the winning team. So you can give us a piece of this song?
I don't want to. I'm nervous.
As the winner, we can come back to you.
Okay.
Right, but don't run yet, and then you're going to sing it. Sit down. Were you nervous? You're the king. Then the boy better than the king. Were you nervous? If so much people hear you?
Yes.
You're brand new. Was I listening?
I don't know. I think so.
You didn't need to be. Didn't need to be nervous. I just want to congratulate you on a great job. Like keep up the great work. Are you entering Junior Monarch?
Yes.
Well, this is the first time?
Yes, please.
First time. How old are you, by the way?
9.
Oh, nice. Young. So you ready for Junior Monarch?
Yes.
Seeing some?
Yeah, I think so.
You don't know?
Not really. Well, Mr. O'Neill told me to sing a different song with practice. And then when I get on the stage with the actual Junior Monarch, sing the same song that I sing.
Oh, Mr. O'Neill want you to trick people?
Yes.
Oh, Mr. O'Neill want you to trick me so we won't know we're coming with. Oh, I get on that. So it's a plan by Blackman and Gollop. 9 years old. What's the stage name again?
Kinking Boy.
You don't know your stage name?
King Boy.
Right, King Boy. Good. King Boy, this is the winner of the Blackman and Gollop competition. The competition had any special name? Like Vauxhall one? It was just the Blackman and Gollop Calypso competition. So it was a Calypso and Soca component or everything in one?
Everything in one right now.
Well, that was good. Who were the judges?
We had Ackerton Burrows.
Oh, nice.
Sparkle T.
Uh-huh.
And Ian Webster.
Oh, Ellie Webb. We have some serious judges to impress. My boy said you tell him to. I want you to defend yourself right now on air, on VOB. You know, we got the most listeners in the country. You hear what King Boy say? So what is this strategy you and King Boy coming with for Junior Monarch, Mr. O'Neill?
I plead fifth.
That wouldn't be working, so Miss Ho for Sam.
Yes, please.
Any of these tricks you come away too for Junior Martin?
No, tricks are unnecessary.
Wait, we're here. Two different stylies, Ollie.
Yeah.
Two different stylies, so you want to come with these tricks? Only
no,
come away?
No, please.
So all these songs that your children sang, they come away?
Yes, as far as I know, we'll take the information that the judges shared with us and we just better what we have.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I love that. So, King Boy, question to you. Bring me close to you again. Any songs besides yours in the competition that you loved?
Yes.
And it is?
Social Influencers.
Oh, you like that one?
Yes.
Yeah. What you like that one? Was the beat, the melody? What about it you like?
Talking about memes and everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, you like it, the fun song. Who sang that?
Janaya Phillips,
what's her stage name?
Naya J.
Well, she's here?
Yes, please.
I want you to introduce her to Barbados.
She is 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She's 10. Right. She's in class 3.
Yes.
Same class as me.
Yes.
She goes to school at Black Nagala Primary School, mm-hmm. and she came second in the Calypso competition.
And her name is?
Janaya Phillips.
Yes, good job. Good job. Good day, Troy. Come, Naya Jia. Good night.
Good night.
Hey, what, you nervous, lady? Are you good?
good.
Oh, good. And the name of your song was?
Social Media Influencer.
Well, and who wrote your song?
Patrona Holder.
Oh, did you say principal? When the working principal very hard at Black Man of Color, they gotta give principal a little more money. Yeah. The working principal hired social influencers. How long did it take you to learn your song, ma'am?
A long time. I can't be specific.
About 3 weeks? So long? Why did it take you so long? The song long? It was difficult to learn?
No, because at first they give me a longer song, and then a few, like a week later, I got a new song, same name, so.
Okay, what's all these things that you do to my children at Black Man? Like, got all these parents here, all the parents? Who's not your mommy in here? You know your mommy? You see what they do to your child? You see, gives you a long song at first. Well, who's your uncle?
Lori Varrow.
Well, Lori's your uncle? Oh, you cheating, man. That's a cheat code. If Lori's your uncle, that's a cheat code. Good. So your uncle worked with you, and you say it took you a long time because they changed the song on you. So you like the song you get this time better?
Yes.
Well, why?
Because the song is, when you sing it, you have to be a little bit sassy with it, and I'm good at that.
Naya J, so you ready for the stage? You entered Junior as well?
I'm not sure yet.
What happened?
I had a sinus infection.
Had?
So by the time it left me with a cough.
But then Junior can that be gone? But you could sing with sinus infection? Doctor told don't sing?
No.
So you want to sing Junior?
Yes.
You want to sing a Junior Monarch?
Yes.
You sure? Mm-hmm. Good, so you entered Junior Monarch. Right, Mom, you hear that, Mommy?
I'm backing her up.
Well, that's what you're talking about. So you're entering Junior Monarch. We're going to look forward for Naya J entering Junior Monarch. Come, you can't care behind there. Come close to this microphone. They have to speak to you. That was Naya J. That was King Boy and Naya J from Batman and Gollop. And King K, we can speak to King K now. Who's on his Zoom? You forget this child on his Zoom, Ollie?
Ramaya? Am I pronouncing your name right, Mom? Your name
yes,
is?
Yes, please.
Ramaya.
Ramaya, how are you?
Wilson. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I am good. This is Ramaya from Vauxhall.
Shirley Chisholm.
Sorry. And where are you? You in Barbados?
No, please.
Oh, you on tour? You in the competition and going on tour? You the big artist?
Yeah.
Oh, but
yeah, please.
Well, congratulations, though. Congratulations. That's one of you huge. Congratulations. What's Maya's stage name?
Majestic Maya.
Well,
Majestic Maya. And your song was written by whom?
Justy.
Oh, big up Justy on the winning tune. Who was the arranger? If you know, who's the arranger, Miss Wolfers?
Zucchini Innes.
Oh, Zucchini. Big up Zucchini. Zucchini is a youngster, BCC product. Big up BCC. Big up Zucchini and big up Justy. So on the night, I watched your performance, of course, I heard it. On the night, how was you feeling before your performance? Just before you went on stage, how confident were you or how afraid were you?
Oh, it was half and half.
Half and half. So you were somewhat in the middle, like, I feel confident, but still a little nerves setting in. So after your performance, no, on the night, Majestic Maya, how was you feeling? Like, you felt like, yes, I did it. It was good enough to win.
I felt proud of myself, and I was thinking that I would come first or second.
Well, I love that. Somebody there with you? Somebody there with you whispering to you?
Yes, please.
Well, tell the boy that so like you can hear them whispering to you. I don't tell you what to say. Right, tell them move. Busy. Majestic Maya, tell the people the name of your primary school again.
name of my primary school is Shirley Chisholm Primary School.
Well, big ups to you, your primary school. And you ready for Junior Monarch, Maya?
Yes, please.
You singing this same song?
Yes, please.
Ooh, you going for the crown again?
Yes, please.
Yo, I love to hear that. You sure you can get back to Barbados anytime?
Yes, please.
Oh. What are the songs in your competition that you like?
My Life Story.
That is by who?
Lil E.
Oh, Lil E. Playing here, looking all superstar. Lil E. What about My Life Story you like?
I like how he said that the law has changed.
The law has changed and...
And how he sang it.
Oh, good. My Life Story. Majestic Maya. What was the name of your song?
The name of my song is We Crop Over.
We Crop Over. So we could look forward to hearing this for the crop over season. This is a song that you plan to bring out on the areas?
Yes, please.
Oh, Miss Wolf, is that for you?
Yes, please. That's part of their praise. They won a recording session. A recording session with Dark Room Studios. So
Dark Room.
Yes, please.
You know what I named Dark Room. Big up. Right. Big ups to Dark Room. So that means it recorded as yet? She started workers yet? Or not
I
yet?
Don't think so, because she left right after. So I guess they'll be busy.
That's a great thing though. Really looking forward to hearing that and hearing this song We Crop Over on the areas, because it's a beautiful song, Ollie. You know me well song. I think the melody's good, and good job by Jesse. Majestic Maya, before you go, you can give me peace? You can give us some? You know, sing some so people can hear?
Yes, please.
Right, let me go. People of Barbados, winner from Shirley Chisholm Primary School, formerly known as Vauxhall Primary. This is Majestic Maya, the winner of the soca category. Majestic Maya, give us a little piece, even if it's a chorus.
We crop over. It's your time, it's my time. Come over, for we crop over. It's your time, it's my time. Come over. Now with something, put something out with something, put something out with something, put something out. Oh, yeah. Now with something, put something out with something, put something out with something, put something out. Oh, yeah.
Bang, 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 bang. Majestic Maya. You can look out for that song on the areas very, very soon. Maya, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
10 years old. Majestic Maya, just 10 years old. And Miss Wolfer Sam got her own original track coming out on the airways for a child still in primary school. But getting these kind of opportunities, you know, got the own music, the own original material. And then for sure you can hear it on the airways. What do you think this is due to a child, and does things like this affect other children as well?
Of course it does. I think it's such a good thing. Those are opportunities that many of us our age would probably, you know, wish we had.
Yeah, that
you
is.
Know? Yeah, because these are things we thought we only could be a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, and those things. But to see that we could achieve being an artist, and that's a good thing for children. Students are saying that some of these children are their artists of choice.
Mm.
And somebody wrote, when these children wrote a composition about that who's their favorite artist, and they wrote about themselves and about the future and how they're going to be this big international star. You know, so it gives them the opportunity to dream, you know, to know that children just like them could achieve big things.
Right. Imagine all of you is 10 years old. You're just 10 years old and you get your own song played on radio. You know what I mean?
That's gonna be such a booster for any child, you know, not just on radio, you know, on number one radio station too. Like that's a big boost for children. Like, I think we're all doing with these children and at these schools is, you know, like I don't think any amount of money or being paid, any amount of thanks could ever be enough, because it's something that has some everlasting effects. You know what I mean? A music teacher saved my life. It's like in real life, a teacher saved my life. I remember being from the pastor at St. Lawrence Boys School, Pernell Farley. And if it was 30 of me, it's only 3 of me now. Me, a friend of mine named Hubert Williams. It's only 2 of me now. Me and a friend named Hubert Williams right now, that's the police. Everybody's dead or in jail. Yeah, it used to be like 30 of me. Rare thing of music do that. When they see these children so happy, and then to hear this word for some say that some children at school said, but this person is my artist, you know, you know your peer being one of the artists that you like, your own peer. That's what children need to see. By every 2 weeks if it's football and children playing football good, sir, and scoring enough goals, Mr. O'Neill, like put them children on the pedestal too. If he's a young cricketer and he's scoring enough runs, put him on a pedestal too, you know what I mean? Let children need to see local heroes, that heroes and stars that come from among them. So that's what we want to see. Any more children here? We gotta talk to the children. They're talking too much. Next, bring the next child, Miss Over Sam. Lil E.
Lil E.
He's
the winner of the Calypso.
Here's a quiet.
Yeah.
Giving him like a phone. Good night, sir.
Good night.
How are you?
I am fine, thank you. How are you?
Hey, good man. I am good. So you see. I see you're bringing it home. You're able to pull it off.
Yes, please.
Yeah, and I must tell you from last year, thanks, sir. From last year to now, I don't know if it's for Samsi, but it's such a difference. We had, this is boy that same book farm.
Yes.
Right. Just want to make sure. Right. It from last year to now is such a big difference. Last year you was much more timid. You wasn't as bold as you are now. He wasn't as forward, so some children when they got some children might not be shy enough to not do it or quit, but it might be too shy to come right forward, Ollie. You understand? So it's you could have a case where a child's potential now is dubbed down simply because he too shy to come forward, but he ain't too shy to sing on stage. So he can come on stage and sing still, but he ain't get to the front of the stage and he ain't gonna open up. You know what I mean? He ain't gonna actually throw opening and go close down. He ain't late, come from within. Right. So, all you see the child and say singing, and you might think the child ain't sound that good. That ain't nothing near where the child could do, you know. And I'm sure, mom, you would have seen things. You get my microphone for a second. I'm sure, right, over the years, it'd be such. When it first happened to me teaching a child, and obviously, all this teach, it blow my mind. This child, like, so good, but people just think it average. Mm-hmm. And they mean for like 2 or 3 different performances. And they dear telling people how good this child is. You know what I mean? It was a girl named Kayla B. That Ray Parkinson. But in rehearsal, she was so good. But on stage, you couldn't understand. People think she good, yeah, but not what we seeing, not the magic we seeing. But then Randy, you know, Randy got you to open up. When Randy got you to open up, blam, area attached you up. And cash you on tour for a whole year all over the world across for you. Oh. This happened in real life, you know? You say just and the same child, but people don't see it. How do you, right? Because they see you get through quite easily. So what's the magic? And this is my question to Mr. O'Neill too. How do you all get it out of the children? When you know, listen, that ain't what it is. Mm-hmm. But how do you get that out of the children? Because that could really hinder a child.
Right.
Development. That you're working for. What, how do you get it out?
I do a lot of things. Teachers do a lot of things.
Besides beating them,
Teachers do a lot of things. I'm not getting into that. Teachers do a lot of things that, you know, really doctors, the lawyers, the psychologists, the every single thing.
Oh.
You just smile with them.
Enough talking and patience.
Yes. A lot of talking, patience, bring positive vibes to the children. Mm-hmm. I always start with letting them know, be focusing on what you can do. And when we start with what you can do, then we will branch out to anything else and they develop. We had one moment that I watch Ethan, the little E, let me call him by his stage name, little E, develop. We were doing rehearsals at BCC with the band, and the key was not high enough, and they raised the key for him. Then Ethan heard himself sing. I saw his eyes light up. In that moment, he realized what all the other people knew about him, the potential. And he saw it. It gave me goosebumps, to be honest. And I would just use the word cocky, but he got cocky. And the cockier he got, the better he sounded. And that was the moment that I realized that
you need that
this boy is going to do great things.
And as an engineer, you need that. You need that brashness. You need that cockiness. You got to know how to push the envelope. You know what I mean? You can't go too far over the line, but you can't be on stage if you don't feel cocky and confident with it. Because the crowd can feel you got to be the man. You know what I mean? That is what you see. So now that you hear, you see the patience you have with him, you know, and the constant talking, because from last year with the farm stone to what he doing this year, this is not the same child. Then again, told this already. Like, they can't believe this is the same child, Ollie. But I just see it because it got invited to the classroom. You understand? From her. So I've been in the classroom now, last year as well, for the junior mark. Being in the classroom and training each other and seeing it on stage, it wasn't the same thing. But she wasn't there because her and her daughter, I think, had corona or something.
Yes.
So then couldn't come. You understand? So then it was like, this is not the same child. Even tell her that, what's this here? You know what I mean? Then this year in the classroom, you know, he saw the magic. And they say, if you do that on stage, buddy. And then he bring it. But you spoke to what you saw the development. Now, Lil E, get the microphone. Get the microphone. Now, what you enjoyed most about this whole process, I know there's a bit deep to answer, but you're young, right? So you must ask you, will you enjoy more? You enjoy live band and rehearsals and learning, you enjoy that process more? Or you enjoy being on the stage more? Which part of it is the most fun for you?
The fun part is when I developed more in my singing.
Oh, when you realize that you sung better than you sang before.
Yes, please.
No, will you think hell with that? That's a great answer, by the way. You understand? Because he's a singer. And that's really the part I care more about. So a great answer. People, this is Little E. And he was the winner of the Calypso segment at the Shirley Chisholm Primary School. And this is the reigning monarch, Calypso Monarch at the Shirley Chisholm Primary School, formerly known as Vauxhall Primary. Now, you mentioned the part you enjoy more is your development in your singing. Meaning it sounded better. What do you think helped you with that? Helped you to sing better?
Training with the live band helped me with my singing.
Mm-hmm.
And when they raised the key, I was happy with that.
Yeah, so you feeling the live band vibe? You really like that? Like that vibe over track?
That's right.
Well, nice. Good job. No, when you first heard your song and listening to it and learning it, In your mind, what were the thoughts going through your head? You was thinking, well, it could win with this song. It got a good song, yeah. What were the thoughts in your head when you first heard your song?
I thought I could win with the song, but I did win. So
You was right.
Yes, please. I told myself that I need to work with this song.
Mm-hmm.
And let the band figure it out for me.
Wow, I love that. Love that. You do your part, let the band do the rest.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I love that. This child is so different, Ollie. This child is so different. When I first saw him, it's unbelievable. Lil E, no, you ready for Junior Monarch?
No, please. I will be doing it next year due to the exam.
Your parents in here? Who in here are you?
Mommy.
Where your mommy is? Where your mommy here? Mommy, so he's not doing Junior Monarch?
Not
this year. You're making me go crazy on here. Are you here now? You got CSC? I mean, sorry. You got common entrance exam?
Yes, please.
The 11 plus?
Yes, please.
So you won't be a singer?
Yes, please.
So how you could not sing if you won't be a singer? Combinations come first? Never. No, like, the bad mommy decision, and I love it, and I back in it. I just tell you, Barbados, for me, they're sluggy. I burn fire up on that. It was every single bone in my body. And they actually believe Junior Monarch, entering Junior Monarch will help you do better in your exam. That's for me. But big up, mommy. So you got to wait till all next year with a bomb song. Mommy, you ain't going to train on me, like you're saying? All right, big up Lil E, who is the champion. Lil E, you can give us a sample of your song too?
Yes, please.
That's what you're talking about. People, this is Lil E, and what's the name of your song?
My Life Story.
My Life Story, written by?
Kimberly Davis.
Written by Kimberly Davis. Who was the arranger?
Tito Gittings.
Well, big up Tito Gittings on the written arrangement and Kimberly Davis on the written composition. Good job. Put the mic closer to you and give us at least a verse and a chorus. And again, before you start, great job, young man. I love to see the growth and I can't wait to see what else you do from here.
I don't live at home. I live in a house with four walls. I feel all alone. Family don't check for me at all. Ignore me, cause I'm a burden to them. Quarrel every day, from morning straight to evening. Then when I get in trouble, they won't tell me what to do. They fear my life ain't up to you. This is my life, I do what I please. This is my life. It is up to me. This is my life, my life, my life. This is my life, full of hardship and misery. So you see, I can do what is best. What is best for me? This is my life, my life. Let me be me.
Be peace more. Good job, good job. Give me peace more, please. You sound so good here, little man. Like, real talk, mommy. You sound real good here. Good. Go on. Give me peace more, please.
I is the man of the house, is my mother's sister and me.
What?
Light and water cut off and nothing but there to eat.
Mm-hmm.
The fellas on the block always check for me. Man, I make more money than you can make in a week. When they say pull the trigger, that is so easy. Cause this is my life, them support me. This is my life, I do what I please. This is my life, it is up to me. This is my life, my life, my life. This is my life, full of hardship and misery. So you see, I can do what is best. What is best for me? This is my life, let me be me.
Good job, man. Lil E. Shirley Chisholm, Primary School, all the formerly known as Vauxhall Primary School. That voice, Miss Wolfer Sam, hear that voice?
Yes, I do.
Mommy, I want he sing before he voice crack. His voice is going to crack. His voice is going to crack in August. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's going to happen.
I got children, you know. I got children that age, you know. Yeah, boys, yeah. I got boy children that age. Many, I got many boy children that age. And besides my boy children have that age, I've raised many that age. His voice is going to crack this year by August. When you're in class 4, by the end of the summer vacation, you can ask any boy, any man, your voice will crack. You can still sound regular, but it will crack. I would like to hear this one last time before he voice develops into it is. Brilliant job. You hear the growth and the difference in his tone and texture and control in just a short year.
Yes, that's why I keep saying it's a good developmental program.
Yeah.
It should be in every school.
Yeah.
You know? I'm very proud of him and proud of all the children.
Yeah. Good job, mommy here. Good job on the rear here. You sound blessed. You hear that? You sound really good. How old is?
I am 11 years old.
Well, you want to do besides music? Besides sing? Nothing? You think it very long?
I can't remember.
So you only want to be a singer?
Yes, please.
Well, you well on your ear. You sound good, little man. You got control and doing this without music. doing it a cappella and still not going off key at all, still maintaining proper tone and pitch, you know what I mean, and intonation. That was well done. So salutes to you once again. People, that's Lil E. When we got to look out for him this year, great job. Part of his deal was a recording too?
Yes, he's getting recording contract. Well, hear me, contract. You see, that's prophetic. He's going to record his song as well.
This song here?
Yes, please.
To bring out?
To bring out.
When the camera do that?
Why not?
So if he ain't entering during the morning, when the camera bring it out? Mm. That can, you know what I can do to he? That can bring it out. If he brought this song, no. Plus, he got my backing. Mm-hmm. So like, if we being real and honest, then the backing bigger. Mm. You know what I mean? So if I can't play that song from here, it can go crazy. Right now, when I can't see how crazy it's going because we ain't here.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean? When the outside listening to cars passing and people in Ramshots talking, mm-hmm. when it was see, it'd be crazy. Like, you can ask, oh, they make a mistake and went on the road, do 6 shows. Can't believe it. People outside is going mad for this radio station.
Right.
You know it's bringing out that song? Mm-hmm. And he sung so? Mm-hmm. When the goalie entered you tomorrow, one last time, man. Not one last time, sorry, cut that. 1,000 more times.
1,000 more times.
Right, good job, Lil E. I absolutely love it. I'm begging for you because I love it. That's just me. That's Uncle Sluggy. I absolutely love it. Now, Mr. O'Neill, who can you introduce our next guest?
All right, we have the person who plays third in the Black Nangola competition. We have Haley Wise, also known as Hailstorm.
Mm-hmm. Now, good night, ma'am. How are you?
Good night. I'm fine, thank good. You. And how are you?
I'm good. Now, name of your song was?
How It Used To Be.
How It Used To Be. Who was the writer?
Derek Bishop.
Oh, big up, Mr. Bishop. And was this song difficult for you to learn? It was easy for you to learn?
It was easy for me to learn.
Oh, you learn songs easy?
Yes, please. Oh,
how old are you?
11.
Oh, nice. And what did you come in the competition?
Third.
Oh, awesome. You came third. Is it your first time?
No, please.
Is your first time placing?
No, please.
Oh, was it at a previous placement? You the star girl. You do good all the time. What you come previous times?
I did it in 2020 and I came third.
Oh, nice. So you plan on end of June tomorrow too, like the rest?
Yes, please.
Well, good. This same song?
Yes. No, please.
Well, you said, so where this? So Mr. O'Neill put you up to this too?
Yes, please.
Good job. Listen, Mr. O'Neill, the truth is not going to tell me any lies. It's Uncle Snuggy. Never tell me the lies. Oh, good. So you got a big secret to bring to. You don't let it go yet.
Yes, please.
Oh, that ain't a problem. Very good, very good. No, you enjoy singing as well?
Yes, please.
So there's something you plan to do?
Yes,
for?
Yes,
what about it? What about the stage and music singing that you enjoy? Why do you enjoy it?
I just love singing and dancing around. It's my favorite hobby.
Nice. You the dancer as well?
Well, not really, but I just like to do it, enjoy myself.
Oh, so you never been and learned to dance either?
No, please.
You would like to?
Not really.
Well, you just want to practice about?
Yes,
please. Nice. So what type of music you see? You just like music and sing. What type of music do you like, Haley?
I like pop music.
Oh. Who's your favorite artist?
Either Rihanna or Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh. Rihanna or Olivia Rodrigo. What's your favorite Rihanna song?
A latest song that she just bring out called Lift Me Up.
Oh, that sad song?
Yeah.
Will you like that sad song for that?
I don't know, I just like it.
You want me for to like that?
No.
Yeah, it's same piece of me here. How it's go? You don't know it?
I know how it's go, it's just...
I don't know it. Sing it for me here, please.
Okay. Lift me up.
Mm-hmm.
Hold me down, keep me close, safe and sound, burning in a heartless dream, take some time and stay with me, Keep me in the strength of your arms. Keep me safe, safe in your arms. That's all I really
need.
All
right, all right. Good job, good job, good job, good job. So what you got such a beautiful voice and one like that? What you the first time? You thought you did song good? You afraid? No. You afraid for me?
No.
Mr. O'Neill?
No.
He's doing lashes at school?
No, he's my favorite teacher.
That's what he said. We're talking about it's a noise. He's your favorite teacher?
Yes.
Why?
Because he's a fun teacher and I like him.
And he's who's not going to be here by the most?
No.
So why is your favorite teacher?
Because
he's... Why is he so fun? Why he do that fun?
I like his personality.
I talk about this. Wait, tell your boy, he says, Sluggy, we talking about? You mind? You know what he's talking? Haley Wise. Sorry, that's not your stage name. What your stage name is, Haley?
Hailstorm.
Wait, who chose this name for you?
Me.
You choose his name yourself?
Yes, please.
What? How you come up with this name?
Hailstorm.
Because my name was originally supposed to be Storm, and because I was born on a stormy day, so I like the name Hailstorm.
Love man! Hailstorm. Real name, Haley Wife. I love this child, I love these children. Haley, good job. You song, you can sing a PC song that you come to read? With that, we're talking about, we getting a bonus, and then we have the two from Vauxhall, man. Good. So as soon as you finish, introduce the other two. Go ahead.
Years ago, as I played in the village, outside seemed like lots of fun. But nowadays, as I look in the village, all the things we used to do done. No more skipping and no more pitching. Remember hopscotch and hide and seek. I really wish someday that we can see all the things that used to be. No more, as you can see. I really wish things could go back how it used to be. No more, social activity. Almighty God bless our country.
Nice. Good job. Really great job. Very well spoken. And we looking forward to much more from you. And you've always got support from us right here at Beja Rhythm and Rainbow Care. Keep up the great radio, though. The great work. Everybody's here. Round of applause. Next. I love it. Ollie. Next. Now, two children, ma'am.
All right. We have Kimaria Kiki.
Kimaria, good night, ma'am.
Good night.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. What do you come in the competition?
Second.
What? Second? But. What was the name of your song?
Parents Pay Attention.
Tell mom, don't tell you what to say.
Tell her to speak up.
Oh, good. Good. Parents Pay Attention?
Yes, please.
Oh, good. And you see your name is?
Kimaria Alifaro.
Let you know your name. What's your stage name?
Kiki.
So you entering Journey Monarch as well, eh?
Yes, please.
Well, good. People, we can look forward to Kiki from Journey Monarch. You can give us a piece of this song, too. You want to just come here tonight to see her? Yes, please. Give her earphones. Thank you. Sing it to the mic. You ain't getting an answer? Go ahead.
Parents, I want you to know. So please pay attention. Please pay attention. Take it from the smartest girl in the world. Pay attention. Please pay attention. We don't need no fancy things. We don't need a lot. Here are things to make us feel your love nonstop. PlayStation, we don't need no fancy vacation. Brand new gear and a big parent breaking down. We next, what we need is your time. Reach to us and stimulate our minds. Take it from the smart girl, you'll be fine.
That we talking about, man. Give it a Kiki. Don't money nerves. You got your back. You can do it much more. And as we go on, you'll get far better. Next, come King K. This service only, this is the only lady here too?
Yes.
Oh, she from Vauxhall?
Shirley Chisholm, yes.
Mm. Sorry. All right, King K, we can give you a piece?
Yes, please.
Good, let me go, Ollie.
That's message for the gangsters. Peace and love. Well, all the gangs then come together,
uh-huh.
Party and drink all the liquor,
uh-huh.
So them is family, so them is brother, but the guns still in the holster. We want peace and love, but the guns still all around. We want peace and love, tell the bad boys put the guns down. The city war done, the city war stopped, but a bad man still walking boat with a Glock. The drinking the rum, everybody cozy, but a ingrat man still got the Uzi. From the 27th, it's peace in the place, but man still got 27 anyway. City war off, everything done, but ain't no one of them got so shotgun. We want peace and love, but the guns still all around. We want peace.
What big up you, man? Can I get it all? Big up King K. King K, this 21 from Shirley Sizzle.
That's Rebecca.
Rebecca with Rebecca's stage name.
Blessings.
Blessings. Blessings, and give us a little piece. What blessings come in the competition?
She came third.
Oh, third. Congratulations. So, yeah. And third. And King K came second.
Second.
Congratulations to him. Kiki comes second as well.
Yes, please.
Yes. Go ahead, Blessings. Give us peace before we wrap up. And all of you ending with blessings. That's a good way to aim. Blessings from Shirley Sizzle Primary.
Don't lay a hand on my friend.
What?
Wrong here, but he's never win.
Right,
if I see, I will complain.
Huh?
But he stay in your land. Nobody, buddy, got stop that bully. Nobody, buddy, got stop jumping everybody. So nobody, buddy, got stop that bully. Nobody, buddy, got stop the bully and please.
Yay! That seems crazy. How old are you?
I am 9 years old.
Well, 9 years old. Great job. You're entering during the mark too, right?
Yes, please.
Well, that is what I'm talking about, Mr. O'Neill. Before we go up, it was wonderful. Thank you for bringing the children, bro. Thank
no
you.
Problem, no problem.
Congratulations on the great work you do. You and Miss Wolfer Sam. Mr. O'Neill, Ollie's from the Blackman and Gollop Primary. Miss Wolfer Sam is from the Shirley Chisholm Primary. Good job, teachers. Great, great job. I love to see it. And I must say kudos to the parents as well for supporting these children and always being there for these children, especially in things like these. I love to see it. Before we go, giving you all the final words. Anyone you all shout out, say a thank you to, anything you want to tell Barbados?
Well, thanks to the Black Men of Gollop staff, yes. Parents, families, support team, and God.
Yes, I love that. People, that's Mr. O'Neill, Black Men of Gollop. Great job, Miss Wolfer Sam.
Yeah, thanks to everybody. Thanks for everyone to coming out.
Yes.
Thank you to the parents, the children, course. Everybody. Thank you so much.
Yes, bigger all the parents. Yes, bigger all the parents on the inside. Ollie, thank you very much for holding it down, my brother. Another great show. You know you love the kids. Bajan, Rhythm and Rhyme every Saturday at 6:30 p.m. on the nation's number one stations, Barbados. We can't take too much calls or messages. The studio packed, just the way you love it. But you all know you love winner. This is your boy, Uncle Sluggy. And